What is up, beautiful people? I got the headphones on today because John is having some technical issues over there. So I try my best to, put the team on the back like a star quarterback, and I put the headphones on. It is Ignite Your Purpose. I am the Rocky Balboa. He is Mr. Isle of Man, healthy, funky, free. And together, we're here today on Ignite Your Purpose to chat about. John, what are we chatting about today?
Oh man, you completely, I lost you there. I've got no idea what you asked me.
Okay, I just said, what are we going to chat about today?
Oh, money, 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 money. I
Money, money,
believe.
money. That's right.
That's showing me the money.
So
Oh.
those who know me know my whole spiel about the 10 years in the game of the mental studying I've been doing, the studying of the mind, the neuroplasticity, the brain, meditation, Soto Zen. Big deal, right? So, my background coming from an immigrant background where my family worked finger to the bone, this whole mentality of, I don't want to say being broke, but basically not having enough, being broke, and money was the answer has been instilled in me. Like it's in my DNA. And over the last 10 years, I guess the point I'm going to ask John is over the last, since you've become aware, how has your relationship with money changed? And same with you, the viewer. Like, I know there's studies that have been done that say you need X amount of money. Like, you need the roof over your head. You need some food in your stomach. You need to feel safe and secure. But there's also a point where money just is there for no reason anymore, other than, to service ego and to buy shit we don't need and yada, 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 right? You just keep stacking on stacking and stacking and stacking. So, John, how has your relationship with money changed since you've somewhat become aware to breaking the matrix, of
Okay.
breaking the matrix?
There's a number of different areas we could go here. For a long time, I've had a fear of money. That comes from, we wouldn't say we're an immigrant family, but we moved from the UK to the Isle of Man with a couple of bags, my sister, my mum, and I, with nothing, pretty much. And mum grafted and grafted and grafted and the things we got were earned and worked hard for, and so we didn't get things all the time. But going with that was a fear of there never being enough. And for a long time, I suffered massively with just burying my head, crawling under the stone, with the hope that it will just all be okay. And funnily enough, it has pretty much been okay. I've carried debts as other people have. I've pinged out on the finance for the cars and the bikes and sold the cars and the bikes and spent the money for the cars and bikes rather than paying these loans back. So that has always been there. I think more recently I've gotten closer to valuing other things. I worked hard, I grafted. I paid my debts off. I borrowed some money to do some training, some education. I paid that off, and we're in a good position now. But we were very close, my partner and I, to just clearing off a couple of years ago. We said, what would happen if it was all taken away now? And you go, right, well, you sell the car, you sell both cars, you stop the sky, this and that and the other. You might not go drinking, you might reduce your smoking, and you just reduce all of your ego to actually how much do you need on any given day. And it's not that much, but we almost cl cleared off to go and live in a retreat. And it was whilst going through this phase that we discovered it's not about earning more money, but spending less. If you spend less money, you need to earn less money. If you need to earn less money, you need to work less. Now, this helps with my easier with myself because I'm self-employed, and I've been used to that uncertainty bias of next month is there going to be work? Next month is there going to be work? And by changing my bias to not needing the money, I'm less worried and concerned about not having the work, which means this time that I've leveraged is priceless because I get to come and go as I please,
Amen.
my own. When I work and when I don't work, and actually taking work with friends because it'll be useful and helpful to give them a hand. They might give me a hand further down the line. getting paid a bit less or doing things that interest me, which requires me to jump in at a lower level till I've learned the skills to build up. So my relationship with money now is, yes, it is important. We all have commitments and we all have bills to pay. And I'm fortunate because, you know, Emma works and she earns good money. But if all disappeared tomorrow, we value our time together more than anything else. So not entirely sure I've given you any not sure I'll ever give you any clear answer. My ramblings are entertaining and I move my head lots.
There you go.
That. But Max, would you give me your spin on your relationship with money? And we'll try and wrap this up after
done
that.
Done deal. Yes, for sure. Sorry, little birdie just flew in or something just happened. I heard the door open. So you said something straight up. Again, coming from an immigrant family and me leaving the house at such a young age, I've never really been employed by anybody else. I've always been self-employed. During like grade school, I definitely was like a dishwasher and I had jobs. So I worked for people at a young age. But once I was kicked out, it was all about me earning. So I went and learned a trade and was fortunate enough to work with, you know, Portuguese guys and Italian guys who taught me a system of being self-employed. So I definitely had some good knowledge there. But I've never really, my understanding of money was never, you know, to get it every 2 weeks. That's just never how it came to me, right? Like it was always feast or famine, sink or swim. And so I was always grinding it out, like you said, like to attain that money to, because I had to put a roof over my head at a young age, right? So that's always stuck with me. Now, what you're saying, it reminds me a lot of what Gary Vee says. Can you go back to eating shit? You know what I'm saying? So when I was 16, man, I was like living on a couch, you know, with 20 different people. Fast forward to today, you know, I know you and I eat the highest quality foods that we can find. You know, can all that change? Yes, it can. It depends on what you want and where you want to go, right? Are you ready to take three steps back, right, to take a step forward? And
are you ready to reach shift again? Yeah.
You know, and that's a huge thing, right? I am at the understanding of that now, and I will put myself first instead of money, whereas before it was not like that. I would never say no, and you know me still to this day. I'm still learning how to do that. I always say this. I'm not perfect. I'm human. We're all human. But I'm still learning to say no. But before, there was the reason to say no was in fear of not having the money and somebody else taking that money from me. So it's competition-based, not abundance-based. So that's my biggest learning.
So, Max, on that, have you got any recent experiences where you may have made a different decision and spoken to customers or clients differently to how you might previously have done?
Yeah, and this has been a 5-year process for me, man. Like those who know me know, I still have my companies, and before I would be at the beck and call of them due to that competition mindset. Whereas now I am gracefully bowing out. If I or my team, my staff, the crew, the companies can't get to you, hey, please, please find somebody else that could accommodate you better. That's not meant to be. That's one thing I'm trying to learn is trust in the universe that what's meant to be and provided to me will be provided. And I can only do what I can do because I am mandatory putting myself first, meaning my health. Hands down. Boom. Shellac, lack, boom, baby.
I cannot tell you how warming it is to hear that. You know, we have our journeys and we keep track of our each other's lives just through conversations and tales. And I've never heard Max say that before. And all the time I've known it, it's always, I've got this client, we've got this deadline, we've got these jobs to deliver. How can we get it done? I need to get it done. We've said we'll get it done. Always, the perception is always that Max is putting himself second to his clients. And I've got no doubt that Max's clients will say, come and do the work. When you can fit us in, we want you to do it because we trust you and we know your work. And just keep us informed of when it may be or of the timeline. So, mate, well done. Awesome. Good job.
Hey, just like we say, better today than we were yesterday, brother. It's a journey on this game called life. And as always, we appreciate you. We know you could be any and where in the world, and you rocking with us. So we appreciate John. Okay. Thanks for another great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it each and every day. I've got a boost now, but like I say, we'll be back here tomorrow. We're doing little intros on the Ignite Your Purpose Instagram page now. So there's little snippets of Max and myself being retards on there. just trying to get as much attention as possible. So we're going to do it there, and we're going to sort of slowly web our way throughout these various social media platforms, hopefully being legible, intelligent, sharing value, and bring it all together at some point. Like I say, if there's any social media gurus out there, if Gary V's listening and he's got a spare half an hour or an hour, just
come on over.
Much appreciated. But from myself to yourselves, from me to Max, thank you. Take care. Have a great day. Be good. And we're checking out.